More allegations of sexual harassment within the state legislature are coming out, and there are more allegations against State Representative Don Shooter. Representative Michelle Eugenti-Rita named Shooter and gave specific examples of inappropriate behavior. Other lawmakers have also made accusations, including Representative Athena Salmon, but she thinks there's a bigger issue as well.
Just being a freshman, I didn't think that the training on sexual harassment in the orientation was really good.
And joining me to talk about this growing scandal at the state capitol is Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. And Howie, can you first bring us up to speed on where we are this morning?
Well, you're right to point out that there's, for lack of a better way of putting it, a Harvey Weinstein effect that's occurred to this thing. Michelle Eugenti-Rita had put a note on her Facebook after the whole Weinstein stuff started to break, saying that she was a victim of unwanted advances and harassment and improper conduct. And that led to, about a week ago, the House Speaker, J.D. Mesnard, putting out a policy designed to deal with the problems. What happened more recently this week was she decided that she would name the person who allegedly did this to her, who was Representative Don Shooter of Yuma. And she was very specific in terms of saying some of the comments that he made about her physical appearance, about pointing out at one point that how he's a powerful lawmaker and she should pay attention to him. That in turn led to some other lawmakers saying that either they were allegedly victimized by Mr. Shooter or that they had witnessed it. And now we have several investigations going by Mr. Mesnard about what Ms. Eugenti-Rita said, what Kelly Townsend said in terms of things she witnessed.
A state representative from Mesa.
She's a state representative from Mesa, and she said she'd witnessed things, but not necessarily by Mr. Shooter. Then things got really weird when Don Shooter said, well, wait a second. If the issue is behavior, Ms. Eugenti-Rita had been dating a House staffer, when she was still married, and does that improper conduct? So now we have that as part of the investigation. Meanwhile, as you point out, we've got other lawmakers have come forward. And then there's a lobbyist who said that she and someone else had gone out to dinner with Mr. Shooter to talk about an issue. The other person left, and supposedly Mr. Shooter put his hand on her knee. So it's developing a little bit of this ick factor, for lack of a better way of putting it. But it also shows that, people are becoming sensitized to things that probably they would have laughed off maybe only 3 weeks ago.
Well, Howie, based on your reporting and based on just being down there as much as you are, is there a sense of how pervasive this problem might be at the Capitol?
Well, I've been covering the Capitol, now 35 years or so. And even though there are a lot more women down there now, it still has a little bit of a smell of a good old boys club. And some of it is a little bit of a party atmosphere by some lawmakers, even though it isn't like it was 35 years ago in terms of everybody having booze in the place. In fact, he's not even supposed to have it. It does show up. Some of it is also sort of being away from home. It's an artificial atmosphere. But we're all in an age of a lot more sensitivity in terms of, well, where is the line? And if you believe the allegations that Ms. Eugenti-Rita has said, I think the line was clearly crossed in that case. Obviously, that'll be something for investigation to consider and then decide where we go from there.
Well, so what are the possible outcomes? As you say, the Speaker of the House, J.D. Mesnard, has launched a few investigations. What are the possible outcomes for Representative Shooter and potentially anybody else who ultimately is found to have done or said inappropriate things?
Well, it starts off again, as you point out, with the investigation and determining what are the facts. Then even assuming that at least some of the facts are correct, you've got a couple of issues. What is the appropriate punishment, assuming they cross a line? Again, on some of these things where they just, the sort of comments that occurred down there. Then it comes down to, well, what's the appropriate remedy? Is it perhaps a reprimand, a censure? Ultimately, the House Ethics Committee can recommend to the full House expulsion for certain kinds of conduct. Now, it gets a little tricky here because some of the alleged acts occurred while Mr. Shooter was still in the Senate. I spoke yesterday with Senate President Steve Yarbrough, who is an attorney to boot, and he said, look, Howie, our ability to police members ends with our ability to punish them. And since the ultimate punishment is expulsion from the Senate, and since he's no longer in the Senate, he said there's no jurisdiction. So now we're down to the question is, does the House Ethics Committee have purview over things that occurred prior to Mr. Schroeder being in the House? And that's going to keep the lawyers really busy for a long time.
All right. Certainly lots more to come on this story as it continues to develop down at the state capitol. That's Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. Howie, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Representative Michelle Ugenti-Rita has accused fellow Representative Don Schroeder of inappropriate behavior. Through his attorney, Schroeder sent us a statement saying, quote, I requested an investigation by the House, which is now underway. Therefore, I am unable to comment further except to provide my full support and cooperation, end quote. Representative Winona Benally this morning tweeted that she's added her name to the growing list of women who have come forward with claims. And House Majority Whip Kelly Townsend says she's witnessed sexual harassment against Ugenti-Rita, but not by Schroeder. She also says she's been on the receiving end of unwanted sexual advances, intimidating behavior, and retaliation. And Representative Kelly Townsend joins us now. Representative, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. How pervasive do you think is this problem at the state capitol?
Well, I want to make a slight correction as far as witnessing sexual harassment with Michelle Ugenti-Rita. In my statement, I said I have witnessed sexist comments and maltreatment of Ms. Ugenti-Rita,
okay.
The actual harassment, no. And I think it's important that we define and pick apart, you know, what exactly is sexual harassment, what's assault, and what is just rude comments, and how do we address them? And I think it's important for us to have a uniform policy, one that is protecting the person who comes forward and doesn't get swept under the rug, doesn't set the person up for retaliation potentially. And I think I'd like to commend our current leadership who have been very proactive, but leadership changes every 2 years. And so I am pushing for something to be put into statute so that a standardized policy is something that just can't easily be changed.
Well, and you are in leadership. You're a member of the House Republican leadership. Have you been involved in either the crafting of the new policy, or do you envision being involved in trying to work on legislation?
I think that we are a team down there. Both sides of both parties are interested in improving the situation down there. This is not a partisan issue. And so this is something that should be done collectively and that input from everyone. And so we have taken the first step where the speaker, you know, I gave my input and he received input from everyone and he put forth a policy. As a body, we weren't able to vote on that per se. I would like the entire body to be able to have buy-in to what we're going to do, and I'd like it to, again, go into statute. So that kind of takes care of both those situations where there is a vote and it is binding. So, yes, I have been involved, but it is right now the purview of the speaker. And, again, I commend him for being proactive. I would just like to see something more permanent.
There's been a lot of discussion about sort of the unique relationship between people at the legislature. All of the members are elected, so, you know, you don't necessarily have a specific HR department like you might have at a private firm or something like that. I'm wondering if that complicates the process of crafting a policy when you have people who are all duly elected. You have staffers, you have lobbyists, you have all these different groups of people who are there. Does that make it harder to craft a good policy, do you think?
Well, I think it has made it harder to come forward in the past, and you can't go through the typical standard process of dealing with sexual harassment where we have seen many corporations put into place. We don't have that benefit. And if you're not successful when you come forward, then you could potentially have problems for yourself. For example, what if the ethics chair, because we go to the ethics committee with these things, which is very public, what if it's the ethics chair that is the problem? You know, and so this is very complicated. So, yes, it is going to be an issue. I think the biggest deterrent is sunshine on the problem, and that if we can find a way to have a standardized form that the complaint is put onto, and that form is has several copies made of it, and one of those copies goes somewhere where it's permanent, public, you can't sweep it under the rug, I think that in and of itself, that the potential of that happening to a person, they don't want that because it's going to impact them in their next election. And so if that's in place, I think the deterrent is there to prevent this problem in the first place.
All right. That's State Representative Kelly Townsend. Representative Townsend, thanks a lot for your time.
You bet. Thank you for having me.